You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It can be helpful, as well as potentially confusing, to have vague expressions of time, such as by and by.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Welcome, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
When I think about the phrase by and by, I almost have to connect it to religion because it makes me think about hymns like In the Sweet By and By and Just a Little Talk with Jesus. He'll answer by and by. I have a hard time putting it in any other context.
And that is absolutely one of the places where we hear the phrase by and by. And I have to say up front that the more that I have thought about this expression, the more unable I have become to figure out how I use this expression. So let's just start with that as I think about this more, I am having trouble figuring out what sounds right. Let's start with the history of by and by. Early on, by and by meant one by one. And you could talk about, for example, laying things by and by, putting them next to each other one by one, or things moving past you by and by in succession. By and by early on also could mean that something went on and on. It went by and by. From there, by and by picks up the meaning immediately. And this is where we can start to see some confusion if you're reading older texts, where you could get something like, he forsook her by and by, which in the 1500s would have meant he forsook her immediately. Or something like this from 1690. They say he will be here by and by. Rebecca, if I said he'll be here by and by, what does that mean for you?
It would mean that he will be here at some point.
That's what it means for me as well, not necessarily immediately. And we now do have this broader sense of by and by, which means for many of us before long or soon or even eventually. As I was thinking about how I might use by and by, I came up with an example such as, we will know by and by if the house was worth the investment.
So at some point, you're going to know.
Right. Could be soon, could be later. Now, as I thought about by and by and this confusion about does it mean soon or does it mean at some unspecified time, it had me thinking about another time word where we also have some ambiguity, which is the term momentarily. All right, Rebecca, I'm going to give you a couple of sentences and tell me what momentarily means for you in these sentences. She paused momentarily.
She paused just for a couple of seconds.
Great. And I'll be there momentarily.
I'll be there soon.
All right. So there are two meanings of momentarily. And historically, momentarily meant for a moment, as in she paused momentarily. But then a whole lot of us started to use it to mean in a moment. And most dictionaries now have gone with us on that and said, fine, that's a standard meaning of I'll be there momentarily. There is also another meaning here. Let me give you this example. The internet connection is momentarily down.
It's down now, but it will be back shortly.
We hope.
Yeah, you're expecting it to come back.
But we actually have no idea. Right? The internet connection is momentarily down. What I like about that is that it certainly means it's down right now. We are optimistically indicating that it will be back soon, although clearly we don't actually know. So here we have a time word momentarily that's carrying a few different meanings. This one, usage guides have picked up on and have some opinions on. With by and by, we have a couple different meanings, definitely some potential ambiguity, but usage guides have not picked up on this one yet.
Well, Anne, in the by and by, we will talk more about language and all of its quirky mysteries. Thanks so much.
I can hardly wait to talk again in the by and by.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.